This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program, as he is wont to do on Monday afternoons, to talk a little Virginia politics. His website, of course, virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy. I hope you're doing well.
Indeed. Bob, we were talking in the first half hour today about the news on the Virginia politics blog at the Washington Post, Anita Kumar reporting that Governor McDonald's new Higher Education Commission is meeting today in Midlothian over at John Tyler Community College, and he has charged them with creating 100,000 new college degrees in Virginia. And part of the approach, and this was a campaign promise he made to parents across Northern Virginia, has been to, tackle this challenge that you've got a lot of kids who are qualified to go to college at UVA coming out of Northern Virginia and elsewhere, and they can't get in because UVA, faced with tremendous state budget cuts, over $50 million in the last 4 years, is forced to take more out-of-state students to balance their budget. And so it looks like the governor and the General Assembly could actually be entertaining the idea of some kind of cap on out-of-state students, which folks around in Charlottesville say is going to just devastate the fiscal health of UVA.
Coy, you know, I'm on that commission, so and I'd have to say that, you know, we had the first meeting today. We listened to a lot of interesting presentations about data regarding degree attainment in Virginia. We really didn't get into issues of what the out-of-state enrollment is or ought not to be. What I thought was pretty fascinating about the question you raised is that the UVA Board of Visitors last week had a presentation, I think, from one of their own members talking about the potential of increasing enrollment both in-state and out-of-state at the university as a way of coping with some of its own budget problems. So, again, I couldn't tell you at the moment where the commission will be heading on all of those matters, but it does seem interesting that the university itself is trying to think through what the optimal enrollment might be and whether it's where it is right now or whether there should be a move to further growth initiated by the university.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. Bob, forgive me. I did not know that you were on the Higher Education Commission. I apologize. And the member, the Board of Visitor member that you mentioned is Austin Ligon, he's the co-founder and former CEO of CarMax. And he's the one who presented this white paper to the board saying, you know, we're going to have to grow, and we could be looking at a growth of UVA that we haven't seen since the 70s, since women were admitted, high-rise dorm buildings and this kind of thing, tremendous growth as UVA tries to figure out a way to maintain some type of fiscal health. And I was with an older alumnus recently who told me, you know, it's no longer truly a state-supported school, and it's more now of a state-affiliated school.
Yeah, I mean, people sometimes talk about being state-assisted or state-affiliated. You know, I would mention that on the commission there are two folks who have very strong ties to UVA, you know, rectors of the Board of Visitors such as Haywood Fralin and W. Wynn. So my sense is that perspective out of the University of Virginia is going to be extremely well represented by, you know, two individuals whom I have the highest respect for as you might call citizen public servants or businessmen public servants in Virginia. They've done not only a tremendous job for UVA over the years, but for the Commonwealth. And I think it was, you know, two very good choices that the governor made there.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. So is this, tell us now that the Higher Education Commission, as it moves forward, you'll continue to meet, and I think it's November you have some proposals to present to the governor?
Yeah, I think that the commission will be making some, you know, recommendations in November. And I also should mention that Tom Farrell, who was the chair of the commission, had been another rector of the University of Virginia. So, again, there's a lot of people with very strong UVA ties on the commission. The governor charged it today. And you know, in my sense about this, and I'm not speaking for the commission here, Coy, is that, you know, what the governor really wants to do, I think, is in keeping with what the policy goals ought to be in the 21st century, and that is to say, how essentially do we make Virginia a smarter state? How do we try to ensure that we reach the upper echelon, not only in terms of universities in America, but in terms of the percentage of the population that holds either a 2- and 4-year degree compared to countries around the world? And what I thought was fascinating about some of the presentations today were two facts that were put forward. One is that, at the moment, the United States has slipped to 10th in overall degree attainment in its population. But the real shocker was a presentation that noted, Coy, very, very interestingly, that the baby boom generation that is retiring now in Virginia actually has a higher degree attainment than the cohort of people who live in Virginia between the ages of 25 and 34 right now. So this is almost the first time in history, you might say, that an older generation has more degree attainment than a younger generation. And that is probably the issue I think that the governor really is committed to reversing. And I think, from my own perspective, he's absolutely on the right track there.
So the commission then that you're participating in might be more about increasing the number of degrees in Virginia and not necessarily increasing the number of in-state students at a place like UVA, for example.
Well, I think there are a couple of issues that the governor has set forward that he's very concerned about. One is degree attainment. The second is overall access. And he's, the governor hasn't framed it or phrased it as access to a particular college or a particular university. But what he's trying to ensure is that Virginians can have access to higher education at an affordable price. And I think, again, as a policy goal, that to me makes an enormous amount of sense in terms of where you'd want a state to be moving at a time where higher education is increasingly essential to kind of the economic payoff you might have in terms of your career earnings and life. If you think of what's an appropriate 21st century goal in terms of higher ed, the notion of degree attainment and access at affordable prices make a lot of sense, I believe.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com, and Betty joins us on the program. Betty, you go right ahead.
Yes, hi, thanks. I had a question for Bob. Something I haven't heard about recently that I heard about in the campaign with Tom Perriello and Virgil Gude a while back was a 4-year university for Virginians in Southwest Virginia. And I could see this serving several purposes. First, that's such an economically depressed area of Virginia where there's very little access to 4-year higher education. And I'm wondering if that is on the table at all or being discussed by the governor.
I'm not sure. I think one would have to ask the governor and the governor's policy office. You know, we certainly do have, the University of Virginia at Wise, in Southwest. And I think right now there's a study, an interim study that John Castine and Gene Trani are chairing about the future of the new college institute, which is, again, a higher education institute that is offering degrees through other universities right now, placed in Danville, but was put there in by the General Assembly and Governor Kane, as I recall, largely to help promote, as the caller noted, economic development in Southside Virginia. And again, some of the data that we saw today was that, in terms of economic prosperity and degree attainment, there are tremendous regional differences in Virginia. And as the caller noted, there's extremely high degree attainment in Northern Virginia. But if you take a look through the entire Southside, both Southwest and South Central Virginia, what you find is that there's significant lag there, and trying to find ways to ensure that these students have access to higher education and that there's good workforce development in those areas is a very critical challenge that that's faced the Commonwealth for a couple of decades right now, actually.
Betty, thank you for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Absolutely. 977-1070 is the phone number. Bob, let's turn our attention to some other items. We recently learned that Jens Søring former student at the University of Virginia would stay in prison in the Commonwealth and would not be transferred to Germany, which is something former Governor Tim Kaine had tried to do.
Yeah, former Governor Kaine, on his way out the door, you might say, had suggested to Eric Holder that it might be advisable to transfer Thoring to Germany, where he'd be in custody in his home country rather than here in Virginia. And the whole request always had a bit of a bizarre nature to it, to me, Coy, because there was never really a very clear justification or rationale or reason that was publicly presented. And, of course, as we've seen, incoming Governor McDonnell, now Governor McDonnell, was vigorously opposed to that, wrote a letter to Holder to this effect, and Holder essentially has now written back and said, you know, unless the political leadership of Virginia is, you know, has a consensus on this and is fully committed to doing this, you know, it's just going to stop right there, and that Thoring is going to remain imprisoned in Virginia. This angered an enormous number of people, you know, in the communities where the murder took place, and I think it would have been, if it had gone any further, it actually had the potential, I think, of being damaging to Democrats, of trying to send a murderer convicted in Virginia back to Germany, where he could potentially have been, you know, eligible for parole in 2 years. He's actually eligible for parole in Virginia. It's just not going to happen in a while.
Bob, before we let you go, let's get an update on the Joseph Stalin story. I mean, from what I've read on your blog, VirginiaTomorrow.com, this has the potential to be the next viral story to come out of Virginia and perhaps get some national attention.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't already. I mean, that because, you know, what is happening here is that I think well-intentioned folks decided in for the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, they put up busts of a number of Allied leaders, Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin, since Russia was on the Allied side in World War II. On the other hand, Stalin is, you know, consensually believed, which I think is absolutely factually correct, to have been a murderous dictator in his home country of Russia, and, you know, did so with other countries as well. And so it was very odd that you'd have this bust of this dictator who was an absolute mass murderer going up in Bedford. And the American Legion has protested, the Bedford Board of Supervisors has now protested, and what's really ironic about this is at the same time in Russia they are toppling and taking down statues and busts of Stalin. So here he's going up in Bedford while he's being toppled in his own hometown, back in Russia. I think it's only a matter of time before CNN or some national, you know, network comes in and tries to talk about, you know, what in the world is Stalin doing in Bedford? You know, it's like an art movie title.
Stalin in Bedford. Come to Virginia. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob Holsworth, the Dean of Political Sciences here in Virginia. The website is must reading if you want to stay up to date with Virginia politics. And I believe we have one other quick call. Bailey, do we have another quick call for Bob? Let me see. Hold on just a minute here, and we'll see if we – no, we do not. All right. Bob, thank you, sir.
Oh, no, we do. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.